This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Is it just me, or has TV gotten really complicated? I'm either endlessly searching for my favorite shows or subscribing to a dozen different streaming services to make sure I can watch everything I love. And I'm not even saving that much money compared to my old cable bill. Thankfully, Philo has changed all that for me. One service, all the stuff I need. Philo's got current seasons of the shows I can't miss live on networks like Paramount, A&E, MTV, Discovery, and TLC. Classics like The Office, Martin, and Friends that I never get sick of, and all of the incredible originals on AMC Plus, from Mad Men to Orphan Black. Don't forget their library of more than 75,000 movies and shows, all of which I can save and re-watch anytime for a whole year. Never miss a minute of shows like Gypsy Rose, Life After Lockup on Lifetime, Yellowstone, or Fatal Attraction. Best of all, with Philo, you get all this for just $28 a month. No contracts, no hassles. Just one subscription and a world of entertainment. So go to philo.tv and check it out for a free 7-day trial. That's philo.tv to start watching.
Black Friday has officially started at Blinds.com, and the savings are huge. Right now, you can save up to 50% site-wide and score premium doorbusters and a free professional measure. Don't wait. These deals are happening right now. Swapping out old blinds for custom window coverings is a small project with big results, and Blinds.com makes it easy and affordable. With Blinds.com, there are no long lines or confusing quotes. You shop online without sacrificing quality, style, or service. One of our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. We can even handle everything from measure to install. Plus, you get window treatments for your whole home installed for just one low cost. With over 25 million windows covered, Blinds.com is the number one online retailer of custom window coverings. Blinds.com's Black Friday sales event is happening now with our best deals of the season. Save up to 50% site-wide and score premium doorbusters and a free professional measure at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Let me do a little traditional criticism of head coach Brian Daboll. There were two play calls in particular that I take some issue with, Teak.
Go ahead.
Number one, Daboll goes for it on 4th and 1 from his own 37 down 7-0. I love it. I freaking love it. That's some gall. That's some Daboll's, right? I'm all in favor of that. But to call like a sweep for Wandell Robinson?
You hated the call.
The call sucked. Am I wrong?
We said it in real time. We said it on the broadcast. I commend the call. What do you have to lose? You're 2-8.
Yes.
Who cares? Just try to go get a first down and give Tommy DeVito some more plays to see what he can do with the football and get some of these young stars involved. But a jet sweep that's an inside breaker, meaning it has to go inside, is really hard to do. Running parallel to the line of scrimmage and then getting north and south is damn near impossible.
And you need 1 yard.
You need 1 yard. Go downhill.
That's it.
Go straight downhill. And the same thing happened in the second call.
Oh, the second one is predictable, yes.
You're going to criticize.
The direct snap to Tyrone Tracy.
Don't overthink it. Put Tommy DeVito under center or at quarterback in the shotgun. Who cares? And hand the ball off and go downhill. It's first down on the 5-yard line. Right, you don't need to be tricky. Just be good before you're tricky.
Right.
I think that's my biggest problem with it, is that I don't feel like the Giants are good enough to be tricky yet.
Right.
Do the fundamentals, the basics, really, really well. And then once you start doing that really, really well, people start going, oh, crap, we got to stop them. We know they're good at this. Then you trick them.
Right.
Like, you try to trick them before you've proven you can do it.
And then you end up tricking yourself.
Exactly.
You trick Tyrone Tracy.
Right. And I feel bad for the kid. I mean, it's a ball awareness thing going through contact and going to the ground. He lets his elbow get away from his body. And I said this on the broadcast. And as soon as you open that escape hatch, bad things are going to happen. I lived it.
Well, so I have a question for you in relation to this. When we were at Yankee Stadium during the World Series, and I forget which Yankee we had on, it may have been Tino.
Tino,
and we were talking about, like, would you go and talk to a current Yankee and give him some advice? Mm-hmm. And I think he's like, nah, they kind of have to come to me. I don't want to overstep anybody's bounds. I kind of thought about you. Like, I've already heard Tyrone Tracy's a big Tiki Barber fan. Have you guys heard that? Like, huge Tiki fan.
We met in the offseason. I was over there for, I don't even think it was training camp. I think it was just there.
And wasn't he like in awe when he saw you?
No, he was just,
that's the
he, just wanted, he just wanted to say hello.
Yeah, so, he was Tiki's being very modest right now.
I was in the locker room. He came up to me and said hello.
Okay.
And obviously it was because I'm a giant football player and you know, leading rusher here. But it was also because of what I do now.
Oh, okay, that's true. Yeah.
Right? Part of his story. No. Part of his story is that there was a point in his career where he wasn't really good at doing this, right? He didn't know if he was going to be a wide receiver, if he was a running back. He kept getting switched back and forth. And so he had started to resolve in his mind that he was going to do something else. And he wanted to get into broadcasting and television or radio or whatever it may have been. And so that's what we talked about.
Interesting.
And so I told him, hey, whenever you have time in the off season, come on over. We'll take care of you.
He could intern
here. Hang out.
Why not?
Do an unofficial intern. Hang out. Seriously. Learn this business.
No question.
Because it's the only way to get in it, especially non-traditionally. Because for him, it'll be non-traditionally.
Sure. Now, the question I have is, could you reach out to him and say, look, you're having a little bit of a fumbling issue. Let me help you. Or is that overstepping your bounds and they have to call you? How's that even work?
He would reach out if he knows. He has my number.
Mm.
I chatted with him after his first big game.
And he hasn't reached out yet?
In Seattle.
Let me give him some advice. He should reach out because I don't want to say he has a fumbling issue, but he has committed two really pivotal fumbles in the last two games the Giants have played. And I do feel bad for him, too. Like, I don't think any Giant fan hates Tyrone Tracy. I think every Giant fan wants Tyrone Tracy to be great. Right. I mean, poor Sean Morash is sitting there on Twitter arguing that he's better than Saquon Barkley. So you know that Sean wants him to be great. So I would hope that he gets this resolved because even Brian Daboll took him out of the game yesterday.
As a side, I think you're misstating what Sean is saying. Sean is basically saying, Tyrone Tracy is not as good as Saquon Barkley.
That's not what Sean is saying.
Is that they have a running back who is being as productive as Saquon Barkley was. Mm-hmm. That's what he's saying.
Well, right. At a great price.
He's also had two fumbles in the last 2 weeks.
Absolutely.
That I don't want to say have cost you the game. The first one definitely did.
Yep.
But yesterday was a momentum killer.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. There is no denying those fumbles had. I am not looking to do 4 hours of rehashing Saquon Barkley.
No.
My at mentions have done enough.
I'm not bringing up Saquon. What I'm saying is the Giants hear a lot of things. What I would advise the Giants to do is they should reach out to Tiki because he's not going to overstep his bounds, but they should reach out so we can fix this freaking issue. Okay, you've been in this league, you've experienced this before.
I've been in this exact situation.
Yeah. When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Hey friends, I'm Sharon McMahon, host of Here's Where It Gets Interesting. Each week, I speak with authors, experts, and thought leaders on everything from American history and democracy to how to be a better person on the internet. And don't miss my extremely popular docuseries, which educate you on things you never learned in history class. Follow and listen to Here's Where It Gets Interesting on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Yes, and you conquered it.
Right. And didn't we all think about Tiki yesterday when the camera shot to Dable talking to Tracy and Tracy showing him the old Tiki holding the ball up?
All I could think about was that conversation we had. I'm not sure if it was Tino or Yankee saying, I'd love to help, but it's not my place.
By the way, I thought that was A-Rod on Judge.
I think it was
A-Rod. You're right, it was A-Rod. I apologize. It was A-Rod.
It was definitely A-Rod because he had been in the exact situation of not performing in the postseason.
That's what it was. And I said, could you reach out to him? And Alex was like, I can't do that. If he wants to reach out to me, he could call any time. So I was thinking that. So someone with the Giants, because Tyrone Tracy is a good kid. He's already talked to you about media. He should reach out because that's the one thing that's holding him back right now. He's been great as a rookie, but he's had two huge fumbles in the last 2 weeks. The Carolina game, obviously, in Germany, which it literally cost him the game. And obviously that opening drive of the second half. On a direct snap. You didn't like that call either, Sean.
I hated the call. Right. If you're going to hand it to Tracy, hand it to Tracy. I hated both of those calls, and that's where I'm upset with Dable tonight.
Let's go to Alex in Staten Island. What's up, Alex?
Hey, guys. Thanks for taking the call. You know, obviously yesterday was just absolutely disgusting to watch. And I'm one of those Giant fans that I'm kind of, you know, tired of the musical chairs with GMs and head coaches. And I would love to think that Dable and Shane, you know, I would give them another crack at it. But with just the energy and the rumblings that have been going on with players in the back, I mean, is it safe to say that, you know, for me personally, it's not a question of who's checked out. It's how many players have checked out of the, you know, it's just that's the energy that I'm getting from this team.
Yeah.
And I can't think of anything more damning for a coach than to have his guys just, you know, hey, I'm checking out. I'm done.
Right.
And, you know,
Alex, I think you're right on the right page. Your idea, what you're worried about is valid, right? Are the guys not listening? Are they checked out?
It looked that way.
And so prior to this week, the stove wasn't even on. I know people wanted to scream and yell and on this station and elsewhere, fire this regime, get rid of Dave's, get rid of Doshane. The stove was not on. Yet what yesterday did was you turned the stove on.
100%.
Right? It's not hot.
Right.
But the stove is turned on
100%
right now.
When we talked about it, that's kind of how I visioned it, which is he's not being fired today, but you can see where this could go bad.
Right.
Yesterday was an example of it going bad.
Yeah. I mean, this is honestly his most important week. So again, I'm not excusing it, but I'm understanding the turmoil that happened emotionally over the last 10 days. And should they have handled it differently? Yes. Do it on Tuesday after the bye week.
Yes.
After the Carolina game, after the London game, Tuesday of that week. And then deal with it all during the week. Guys aren't going to be around. Hey, we need to talk to Tommy DeVito. Sorry, he's in Florida. Hey, we need to talk to Shane. Sorry, he talked on Tuesday. Right? Like, let it all get dumped on a week where nothing is going on.
Yeah.
To let all that transpire right before a game is so distracting. Like when your mind isn't on football, when it's not on my game plan on how I beat the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, it's on, man, I feel for Daniel. That sucks, man. He's on my quarterback number one. And they were all saying it. Like you heard it.
No, it's right to a T, yeah.
Paul Schwartz and the beat writers weren't asking Dexter Lawrence, tell me what you think about whatever the center, I forget the kid's name, who's at center. He's a rookie for Tampa Bay. Tell me how you're going to beat that kid, right? What do you think about Luke Getege? What do you think about Cody Mauch? Tell me about those. That's not what they were asking them.
Right.
They were asking them about Daniel Jones.
They should have taken
on Wednesday and a Thursday. This is what the conversation was. It wasn't football.
No, they should have taken advantage of the bye week, like you
100%.
Said. And instead, when Joe Shane met the media and when Brian Dable met the media day earlier, they said, well, we're evaluating everything.
Well, they knew what they were doing.
But the
problem was they were being too slick for school.
Right. And why?
Right. I don't know. You knew it was going to happen.
Of course.
I knew it was going to happen. You knew. Sean knew. Loogie knew. Every Giant fan in America knew what was going to happen. Don't be slick and try to just be cool. Hey, man, we're playing it cool. We're not going to tell you what we're doing. Just do it, right? We all know it's coming. I predicted it on Monday.
Because it was telegraphed.
And so to push it into the game week is an egregious mistake. Egregious mistake. That's the one thing to me that makes you say, do you know what the hell you're doing?
Mm.
Like, seriously, Like, forget about yourself. Forget about how you're going to be evaluated, how people are going to think about you, Joe Shane or Brian Daboll. Forget about, like, the emotion that's going to, you're going to absorb because of this. This isn't about you. There are 53 guys that have to play a football game. That's going to evaluate you more than what you do from a business decision. You got to make a business decision. Make it.